When every Nabi on the day of Qiyamah, every Nabi, Adam, Safiullah, Musa, Kalimullah, Ibrahim, Khalilullah, Isa, Ruhullah, and it carries on, and every Nabi you can imagine, everyone will be saying, on that day, imagine Ibrahim alayhi salam, people will come to him and say, today you intercede on our behalf. He'll say, for three things, I don't know, I can't make it. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Isa, Ruhullah. He say he'll be in sajda, some ulama say, for 150 years, some ulama say, for 300 years. Wana'uzubillah, because people called him the son of Allah. That statement that makes the arsh of Allah shake in anger. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't know what's going to happen to me. He say he'll go from every Nabi, nafsi, 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 nafsi. He say, come to Muhammad Habibullah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, my Rabb, ummati. Ummati, 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 ummati. Fall in sajda 5 times. And Allah will say, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask and you'll be given. Request, your request will be succeeded to. Nothing else. My ummat, my ummat, my ummat. Ulama say when Surah Wadduha was revealed, like it was said here in the bayan, on the first night when Surah Wadduha was revealed, oh my Nabi, we will make you happy. He said at that time, Nabi alayhi salam said, I will never get happy until my whole ummah is forgiven. Today this ummah, what we're doing? I'll never be happy. In Hayatul Sahaba it comes. Nabi alayhi salam was offered, if you desire, oh my Nabi, we can forgive half your ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam said, oh my Rabb, I prefer the sifaris and me making intercession of my whole ummah. Maqam-e Mahmood, Badas Khuda, Buzruk Tuhi, Kissa Mukhtasar. After Allah, there's only one. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on that mimbar Maqam-e Mahmood, that special position which Allah has left only for his Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said on that day Nabi alayhi wa sallam will only take his hand, put it on that out of respect, and his only worry would be my ummat, his hunger for us, his day for us, his night. What was sahaba? My beloved brothers, imagine Nabi alayhi wa sallam is leading the salah and the entire front row falls down because of hunger. Have we forgotten that deen? 3 moons, the stove was not lit in that house. In whose house? For whom Allah offered, if you desire, we'll make the mountain of Makkah into gold for you. Where you go, it will go with you. What have we understood of this deen? What is this responsibility? When this ummah forgot its work, listen carefully. We forgot the work of sahaba. Khuda ki qasam. Strong Muslims became weak. Weak Muslims became murtad. One of our alims was traveling to Venezuela in Jamaat. And there was another person next to him, an Arab brother. He asked him, where are you going? He said, no, I'm going to Venezuela. They started speaking. He said, I'm from the progeny of one sahabi. I forget the name. He said, Allahu Akbar, mashallah. And talking. Then eventually he said, I'm going to Venezuela, to a place where all my family people have become murtad. That garden of deen, which sahaba watered with their blood, today we are allowing it to become like this. What face will we show Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah? When him and 124,000 sahaba in this period of Hajj made their qabrs in different sides of the world. The Quran, Hadith is on its place. Their qabrs are bearing witness to this. What are me and you going to give? An answer, my shop, my job, my wife, my degree, my life, my dunya. What answer are we going to give to that Nabi? Today, Khuda ki qasam, my beloved brothers. We don't want to give long bayans. Who in this Mubarak Majma, who hasn't given 4 months India-Pakistan, stand up and say India-Pakistan. The Majma sit quietly, turn our attention to Allah. Nobody moves. Don't break this gathering. One person's bare fikri has an effect on the whole gathering. In amal in salah, one person's acceptance make that Jamaat to be accepted. In fikr, one person's fikr breaking makes spoils the whole thing. Brothers, this bayan is short. We want from this Mubarak Majma. Who's there, inshallah? India, Pakistan, 4 months. Stand up, inshallah. Come, my beloved. We are only referring to those brothers who haven't been. Stand up, my beloved brother. 4 months, India, Pakistan. Turn to Allah. Beg Allah. The rest of us cry to Allah. Ya Allah, accept. Ya, inshallah. Ya, Sheikh, watch it. 4 months, India, Pakistan. Who's there, inshallah? Come from this Mubarak gathering. Wallahi, don't we hear the voice of Medina? Don't write, Sheikh. Ya, Sheikh. Don't write. Just stand. Who else, inshallah? 4 months, India, Pakistan. Come, beloved brothers. Turn to your heart. Come, my beloved brothers. Who's there from our heart? Ya Allah, I have to go. It's my need. Who's there, inshallah? 4 months, India. That shop that is sticking now will be the one hard to come out when the time of Sakrat comes. What is difficult now will be more difficult then. Who's there? 4 months India, Pakistan. 4 months India, Pakistan. 4 months India, Pakistan. Remember, you were asked, what is it that stops you now? Is it wealth? Give it away. If it's woman, what Abdullah bin Rawah radiallahu anhu said? Stand up, brothers, who's there turning to Allah? 4 months, IPB. It's not, we're not saying it's Hidayat. We're saying at least it will show us the road to Hidayat. Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib say, who goes 4 months, Allah will create what is called a consciousness in his heart. That is called Iman. Who's there? Come, brothers, come, brothers. Who's there? Our money can't take us. Allah takes us. We're not saying you can go. We're not saying you can come. We're saying you make such a condition with Allah that, Ya Allah, you have to accept me. Ya Allah, you have to accept me. Who's there to show that need? Sahaba were ready to give their lives. Who's there 4 months to just get the direction of his life? Keep on standing. Don't sit by. Keep on standing. Keep on standing. That brother was standing here. MashaAllah. Keep on standing. Come, brothers. 1-2 more minutes more. Who's there? 4 months, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh. Only turn to Allah. Allah make it possible. Khuda ki qasam, brothers, a gunigari speaking. Probably the worst amongst you. But wallah, the message is not false. The message is true. The message is true. Who's there? 4 months, India, Pakistan. To be introduced to this Mubarak work. Turning to Allah, Ya Allah, you accept that nafs. Cut it now. Break that nafs now. Who else, India, Pakistan, 4 months? Wallah, everyone say Ameen in our heart. Allah will make it possible for everyone. 1 more minute, who's there? India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, 4 months. Who else, inshallah? The brothers are standing. The malaika are getting happy. Allah's arsh is seeking. A gunigar says toba once, all his guna are forgiven. Who turns to Allah, Allah will never disappoint him. This niyat is already our jannat. Who wants to learn Iman? Who else, inshallah? Quickly, inshallah, who else? Who else? Who else? Who else? In whose heart it comes, take it now. All these brothers come one side, inshallah. All these brothers go towards the tashkil tent. Just tell them there. All these brothers go towards the tashkil. Sorry, my left, your right. Come, brothers, quickly. Don't get disturbed. Brothers, give them an opportunity. Let them walk, inshallah. In our hearts, make dua. The rest of the brothers keep on sitting, inshallah. Don't go away. Don't go away. May Allah accept them. Say Ameen. May Allah give them barakat. May Allah give them muhabbat with their families. May Allah make them a means of hidayat for the whole alam. May Allah be happy. May Allah's malaika be happy. Allahu Akbar. May Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's soul be enriched. Allah, look at this Mubarak Satis. See them is an ibadat. See them is an ibadat. See them is an ibadat. Ah, mashallah, mashallah. Keep on going, keep on going. Say Ameen in our hearts. If there's that stigma that tabligh is not important, make tawbah. Ask Allah, forgive me for this. Allahu Akbar. There's no person. Allah, the time isn't there, brothers. In places like we were with a brother in Palestine together, in Jordan together. A good friend of mine. His father is from the Ahle Bayt. One day he's sitting with me. He tells me, Sulaiman, I must tell you. I said, what is it? He said, may Allah reward the ahbab of tabligh. I said, but why you say that? He said, wallah, I'm born in Makkah Mukarrama. If the ahbab of tabligh didn't come to me, I would never ever have seen the qabr of my great-grandfather Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.